I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. Comcast's response against our resolution to be more transparent about its charitable donations says the company does enough to disclose its contribution details. Even though they lie when they say it, most other companies I've dealt with say they provide robust disclosure. So in comparison, Comcast is satisfied with their C-minus effort by saying they do enough. What little we do know about Comcast charity is disturbing. It's not surprising the parent company of the NBC networks would pull off the amazing feat of practicing racism while implementing a charitable initiative that purports to stop racism. Four white male small business owners are suing Comcast because the company said they were ineligible to apply for its RISE grant program. Only small businesses owned and operated at least 51% by someone who identifies as Black, Indigenous, a person of color, or a female are eligible. As one of the plaintiffs, who co-runs his business with his wife, explained, if they had registered their business with the IRS in her name, they'd have been eligible for Comcast program. If Comcast had any smart lawyers to review this program, they would have known that it runs afoul of the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which prohibits racial discrimination in the making and enforcement of private contracts. A contract with Comcast is part of the RISE program. While Comcast discriminates against white men, its own wealthy Black employees are eligible for grants, believe it or not. That's right, race demagogue and MSNBC personality Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network is the beneficiary of Comcast's generosity with shareholder assets. Just how does that work, Comcast? Do Joy Reid and Lester Holt also enjoy an additional revenue stream from Comcast, thanks to its white guilt donations following the 2020 summer riots? Again, this is why we seek greater transparency on these matters. In June 2020, after the death of George Floyd, Comcast white chairman and CEO Brian Roberts said the company planned to allocate $100 million, quote, to fight injustice and inequality against any race, end quote. So clearly that was a lie also. He also said he was, quote, outraged over the far too familiar and frequent acts of violence against the Black community, end quote. Too bad Mr. Roberts and Comcast's alleged outrage don't extend to Black community violence that occurs on a nightly basis in places like Chicago, New York, or its hometown of Philadelphia, with weekends being especially deadly. Of course, they may not know that's happening because MSNBC and NBC don't report on that systemic problem. Regardless, it's clear Comcast donations have more to do with virtue signaling than with actually improving the lives of Black Americans.